Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
All right, welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, Aaron Bresnitz.
I'm your other half, your host, Greg Bresnitz. I was just Young Keel off their brand new EP, Tough. They'll be playing live later today.
Yeah, nice guys. Love their pizza.
They do love pizza.
They do love pizza.
I don't think they ate breakfast today.
Super excited to have them on. They have definitely one of the more intricate setups that we've had in a long time.
I'm excited. I mean, I always... Whenever we say stripped down, people always just mean they just come with a guitar and like light percussion. This is actually pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. A lot of analog.
But we got a packed food segment. I mean, it's summer.
It's summer. So we're doing a bit of a summer food event preview. We had the pleasure of hosting the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party yesterday. So thank you to everyone there. It was amazing.
Good and weather.
Beautiful weather.
And congrats to the guys over at Governor's Ball as well.
Yeah.
For the rare cross that tries to go to both Big Apple Barbecue and then try to take their meat coma over to Big Governor, to Governor.
That would be Christina Tosi, who's coming up later in our show. But no, they had...
Can I get these ribs to go?
Yeah. Much better than...
I'm going to be on a ferry.
Much better than last year's Mudfest, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that was awful.
I didn't mind it. I didn't.
Greg parties in the mud Bresnitz, everybody.
Yeah. It was my Woodstock.
So we have a lot of events coming up, and you know it's always tough, especially, you know, New York in the summer is so busy, and so we thought we'd sort of pare a few down for you guys of what we'll definitely be hanging out with. Obviously, shout out to Sudo France, who's starting tomorrow night with their boat cruise, which I think might be sold out.
It's sold out. Yeah,
sold out. Paula Brandt's doing, I think, a 400-pound shrimp cassoulet, which should be amazing. They had to get a bigger boat because the cassoulet is so big. Yeah. True story. But they have a ton of events coming up this month. We have our barbecue with Bunker and Wolves on Tuesday. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. Just do barbecue blowout June 2014.eventbrite.com. But coming up this week as well, we have the Prestige Wine Lounge. Wine tasting at the Cleveland Restaurant, which is one of our new favorite spots. Shout out to the Sussman, to Max. And also shout out to Eli, even though he's over at Mylan, but those are good dudes.
You always hate when you get lumped in with your brother.
Yeah, it's the bane of my existence.
Yeah. Shows. Oh, this was our last snacky tour. Sorry, we're going to get to the guests.
But we have Tebow in the house, who's put this whole thing together. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having us tonight, today. We tried, you know, to set up this first event. It's like we walk... My friends are Jules and Paul from the Cleveland.
Yeah, shout out, Paul. Thank you for dinner on Friday. We had a good time.
From Jules Rest.
And we also got
Now Selections.
Yeah, Jules, and then our resident wine expert and bearded friend, Carter Adams.
Yeah,
he's all those things. We got a bunch of wine guys in the house.
Man, a few words.
Yeah. I was going to make some sort of pun about a beard award, but.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Felt it.
Well, you would have won a beard award today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us about this wine event, and I guess maybe overall why you want to do something in the current state of wine.
The idea is maybe started because we love, you know, hang out at the Cleveland, so we love that place first. Paul, I love you.
Paul. And you guys, the Cleveland also does a industry wine night on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah. So we are like, you know, maybe Drew's and I, like the biggest customer for this night. And so I'm French. Jules is half French. And, you know, in France, we work in a wine business and the natural wine business. And in France, we have a lot of events, very, you know, friendly and fun, a lot of tasting. And when I first came to New York, I, you know, just realized that we don't have the same stuff in America, and especially in New York. So I just wanted to, you know, do something with all the good wine importers of the city and do something in a very friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, I would say the main difference is that, you know, when you're in France or Italy, the tasting events happen in a fashion where all the growers kind of get together and they're from all the different regions and they're selling not only directly to consumers, you know, they'll just bring a case of wine and sell it to whoever wants it, but they're also making professional contacts. So I think that was also a big idea of Thibaut's, where you don't see that at all here because of the nature of just wine being imported. Based on it, the importer, there's going to be professional and also friendship alliances of, you know, alliances is maybe a strong word. This isn't a war zone or a Game of Thrones episode, but you know, it's definitely a bit of uncharted territory to get everyone together as importers, multiple importers together in unison, because in the end, we know all the growers, whether we work with them or not, and we, you know, in a lot of cases, friends with them, and
the idea was to, you know, to show to New York and America that, you know, something is happening in the wine, and especially, you know, like, you know, small growers, farmers making natural wine or organic wines, that something is happening and is getting, you know, bigger and bigger in New York City, and, you know, we just wanted to show to share it to the people.
But yeah. by bringing all those importers together, I mean, aren't the contacts so coveted that they have that potentially like someone trying to poach or see a relationship, or how is it? How does it remain friendly? I guess remain an alliance.
Well, alliances, you know, I'm actually marrying Thibaut's sister as a dowry. So that's really how that's going to work out, and it's going to pan out beautifully,
this
I think.
Guy's awesome, dude.
And I think Carter was an award for Zev for a little bit as well.
Yeah,
right?
That's yeah. Totally true.
So I pick up Zev.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's that. I think the kind of part of the idea of doing this, or at least part of the idea of why I accepted to do it, and I think all the people that are part of it accepted to do it, is to kind of make a point that we're all on the same team. I mean, in a lot of ways, we're still working with such a finite amount of wine, even within New York City. And again, you know, I know all the growers, whether I work with them or not. And to capture that spirit of camaraderie that you don't necessarily get or understand when you're in the States, you just go, oh, well, these, you know, you don't know that these guys, everyone will be pouring, or a lot of them that are pouring, are all together multiple times a year doing wine fairs all over Europe. And I think that's the main idea.
True.
You know, whenever we bring customers over to Europe, they're always shocked to say, whoa, like, this dude who works with Zev is here with you, their guy. And they really think of this as, like, territories where it's our guy or their guy.
We just want you, you know, to forget the competition a little bit for, you know, an event. Because in France, everybody is working together to do the same stuff, you know, to promote natural wine. In America, you know, when you're a wine importer, you don't work with another wine importer, even if you're doing the same thing. So we decided, you know, just to forget a little bit the competition and
do
something together for once.
Is it, I mean, I guess competition, but like, do you feel that because natural wine is, still relatively so new and still growing, that like, it's almost like a record label or something that where like, you might not even go after some of the other people because it doesn't speak to like what you're into and what you like?
It's maybe
still pretty good business. Yeah.
Why don't you jump in?
It's still pretty good business. I mean, I think that there's a lot. You see it more and more in restaurants that open now. I feel like wine buyers feel obligated to have at least one or two or a portion of their wine list to be, you know, organic or natural. And I think that, you know, the people that we're gathering at the Cleveland, the distributors and the winemakers are all, like, really, really coveted and you know, definitely, they definitely specialize in this sort of thing. So it's not just kind of a one-off trophy thing that you have to just to say you're doing it as part of a trend. I think there's a reflection. It's been going on, first of all. This isn't like a new thing. It's been going on for a while.
In France, you know, like, people have been drinking natural wine for, you know, the last 20 years. And where I'm from in Paris, it's like, you know, a small village, because everybody is, you know, trying to do something different than, you know, mainstream wine or mainstream food. Place like Vervolet, Chateaubriand, Septime, you know, they all serve, you know, same kind of wine, and they all try to work together, you know, trying to forget the competition. And I mean, like, a place like Cleveland, when I first came to this place, reminded me, you know, the place where I used to hang out in Paris and share, you know, families.
So when you go to the Cleveland, if you come to this event, what can you expect?
I mean, I think you can expect, you know, to have an overview of the spirits that we have in France, and also, you know, to discover, to experience natural wine, I would say, in a second step. But it's mostly, you know, something to show that.
And also for each of you, Jules and Thibaut, if you've come, you've never had any sort of natural wine experience before, but you're really looking to get into it, what is one wine that each of you will be pouring that you're like, this is what I recommend that you guys should really check out?
Jules? On our end, we'll be bringing six different bottles. I chose them, but now I forgot what they are. There's two whites.
How the rest of us going to survive?
I like that label. Yeah. It's really good.
You should taste the 04.
Yeah. They're all going to be very good.
My favorite is, hey,
you
we just, had this one time, didn't we?
You literally summed up the way that most people feel about wines. Like, yeah. I had four bottles, they were good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, look, it's, if this is going to be anyone's first experience, to be quite honest, it'll be fun because there's going to be whites, reds, rosés, maybe some bubbles. So, you know, we're going to cover... It's going to be French-centric, I think. I don't know what other people are bringing, but that would be something I would say to expect.
We might bring... I mean, I'm talking because I'm also working with Zev. And Zev is a wine importer of Hong Kong Edison, which is, you know, a pretty famous wine producer in Sicilia, in Sicily. And we probably bring, you know, the rosé from this guy. And for me, if I have, you know, to introduce our work, it would be with that guy, because it's he's among of our top producers in our portfolio, and he's making great work. He's a magician, if I don't say wizard.
Paul, will there be any snacks?
Yes, our chef Max Sussman is going to be making some snacks to go along with the wine. And
nice.
Max, like all of us at the Cleveland, is a big fan of these wines. So they're going to be really tasty and very easy to consume without utensils. So worry not, it will be very easy to drink.
Oh, you're not going to have like one of those things, like the wine caddies that you wear around your neck? None of those?
No, not this time. Maybe that's
you need to bring your own like little charms, like my
yes,
parents.
Yes, actually. Did. Thanks for bringing it up. Please bring as many charms as possible.
Please bring your own wine charms.
Yeah. You mean flair?
Yeah.
Little
yeah.
wine glass.
I'm going to have 67 pieces.
Okay. It's going to be the heaviest
including,
wine
including
glass.
The engagement ring to Thibaut's wife.
No, nothing left to anybody.
So where can people get tickets? Where can people go check it out?
I'm sorry?
Where can people get tickets?
Oh, yeah. So you can go on Eventbrite.
Shout out Eventbrite. Shout out to my girl Angela over at Eventbrite.
Yeah, so you know, on Eventbrite, you go and you put your like, Prestige Wine Lounge and you can get a ticket. But you can also, you know, buy tickets on at the door the D-Day.
And what are the dates again? One more time.
15th of June. It's next Sunday from 4 to 7:30.
We'll come after the show. We'll come for the last hour.
Yeah. Great.
Is the patio going to be open? Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It'll be open, and the idea was to have it in the garden in the nice weather. But if it rains, we'll still do it inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It could happen for sure.
Fuck it. We'll do it live, right?
Yeah. And I mean, especially, you know, we'll occur that night with our wines.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And again, for Sunday night, this is kind of separate, but just kind of as a continuation, the wine list at the Cleveland will be basically all the wines that we drank that day. So if you can't make it to the tasting, stop by for dinner, and we'll be doing like a special by-the-glass selection of the stuff that we have out during the day.
Cut the chicken.
And we will all be having dinner.
Bacon?
We will all be having
dinner
there.
Your wedding feast.
Yes, I hope so. She's still in France, so you know she's keeping the kingdom cozy in these upcoming summer months. But I'll be
just,
there soon.
Just marry her by proxy. It's very easy.
I need that. I'm moving into my new apartment. I need the dowry as soon as possible. I got hit hard with the security deposit.
So for the new place.
Well, I want to thank all you guys and thank you for the wine.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're gonna play a quick track, and then we're gonna have Christina Tosi, who I haven't seen in like forever.
Let's go. Hey.
Here come the rain. rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain again. Here comes the rain.
B plus.
So we're super excited to have one of our favorite people in the world. I feel like my day's better when we're seeing a Tosi, when I see you in different parts of the world. Tosi, welcome back.
Thank
you. To Snacky Tunes, looking awesome as ever.
Getting ready for the summer.
I know. Before we get into this event, how are the cooking classes going?
The baking classes are going really well. We hold them every Saturday in our kitchen in Williamsburg, twice a day.
Do you teach 11
a.m. and 3 p.m.? I teach some of them, and then I pop in others.
What, like a classic New York pop-in?
Yeah, like I pop in, I make sure things are going well.
Do you have like an applause and hooting and hollering track?
I think it's super confusing. I think most people think any girl with an apron and a headscarf on is me.
Oh,
that works really well.
Come on,
my advantage.
All chefs look the same.
Perfect for
they
franchising.
Do.
Yeah. So
you just come in and be like, "Oh, I wouldn't make cookies that way." Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
I made the cake and I gave it to my mother.
Yeah, you came for a strawberry lemon.
I did.
Layer cake.
It was good.
Truffles.
I ate some of those truffles.
And you rocked your headscarf.
I did.
If I'm not mistaken.
I did. Front row rocking the headscarf with Jamie, who's taking notes. A journalist.
Journalist.
What a nerd. Well, anyway, we're super excited to have you back on the show because we're talking about this year's LaFooding event, which is the LaFooding Beach Club Presents San Pellegrino Fruit Stock at the Rockaways. Mouthful.
That's a lot to remember.
Like the food we're going to eat.
It's going to be a very... I hope that's not an Eventbrite, Eventbrite.com.
It's unfortunately the hashtag.
Oh, wow. That's more than 140 characters.
Not on Instagram.
And Twitter's our partner.
Oh my god. So Tosi, I mean, one of the best things about LaFooding every year and what makes it so exciting is they always reinvent themselves. How is this year different than all the years?
They've got a pretty cool program this year. I think it's really exciting that it's going to be at the Rockaways 3 days in the afternoon.
Nice.
I know Questlove's going to be there drumming up a storm, which is exciting.
Wait, is he just going to be drumming the whole time?
I don't know. But I'm going to be there.
No. I know. The answer
answer is no. I know that I'm going to be there with a headscarf on, and I will also be serving up... a brand new Milk Bar item, which is going to be a cereal milk pudding pop.
Whoa.
Whatever happened to pudding pops? I feel like Bill Cosby was like the Jell-O Jiggler spokesperson, and then for some reason,
like
disappeared.
Like the joke became too big.
I don't know. Yeah. But
wait,
they were.
Are pudding pops like popsicles?
Yeah, but they're like a custardy pudding frozen into the shape of a popsicle. So I'm trying to revive the pudding pop this year, and we're going to do so in the form of cereal milk. Go figure. With a little cornflake crunch, and then we're also going to have a sour cream grapefruit lime pudding pop.
Okay.
Perfect for all of those San Pellegrino flavors and accompaniments.
So talk us through a day of programming.
I think from noon to three, I'm going to be handing out these popsicles. There's going to be some other great food there, great music, and bubbly from San Pellegrino.
Ooh.
And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So when do the food events start? Onto dinners as well, or just handing out the...
I'm just there for lunch. I think it's just going to be daytime events, which is exciting.
12 to 4.
Yeah.
Two servings. Should be nice. 180 people a day.
Yeah.
Cheap tickets too. $40. Pretty good.
Super affordable. I think it's like the perfect time of year to go to the Rockaways, and it's a great time of day. It's my favorite time to go down to the beach.
Yeah, and also 10% is going to some charities, right?
Yeah, which is, it's always a great excuse to support.
To stuff your face.
Time. Yeah, you have a good time. You get to give back as well.
So who are some of the people that are going to be involved outside of your lovely self?
Outside of my lovely self? I know Questlove's going to be there. I'm not sure who else they have signed up.
All right. Well, they got Andrew Field from Rockaway Taco. He's going to be repping the local scene. Friday's going to be Ivan Orkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's going to be doing a summer lemon shio ramen, which is nice.
That's going to be nice and refreshing.
I think it's a cold ramen. Yeah.
It's definitely a cold ramen.
It's hot. You don't want hot ramen on the beach? Let me get a hot, heavy tonkatsu on the beach right
you
there.
You can use your pudding pop to cool down the hot ramen if he brings hot ramen. Maybe not.
It's like, is that like the same of leaving like a Corona and a margarita?
Yes, put
the
popsicle. That's exactly okay. What it is.
And then Ludo from Twamac.
Ludo's going to be in from the West Coast.
I'm very excited. I'm going to his restaurant in 2 weeks.
Awesome. I haven't been yet.
Yeah. Craig, you been?
It's great.
And then Enrique Oliver from Pujol. Oh, from Mexico City?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They do well.
I mean, the LeFooding always brings a really great programming in that they really sort of cast a wide, interesting net. That's always very eclectic.
Man, I wasn't planning on eating on Sunday. I was going to be planning on Saturday. Now I got to change my whole game.
You come all 3 days.
I'll come two of the days.
Two of the days? Three of the days.
Three of the days.
I'll probably be that there. We're staying at that Truck Afloat
place.
Ooh, I really want to try staying there.
They only have two pods left because we've got two of them. So
wow.
Yeah. You have to bring your own sheets. It's going to be interesting.
Which is, you keep bringing that up. It's
you
not a problem.
You know what? That maybe is a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also assume you own sheets.
Yeah, but not for the size of bed that they have.
It's less of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fine. The floating truck, like, it's awesome.
And then, you know, they have a bunch of awesome DJs. Chibamata is on Friday. Yacht is on Saturday. And then our good friend Nancy Wang is on Sunday.
I love Nancy. She actually DJed our cookbook party.
I thought you DJed the cookbook party.
One of the cookbook parties.
You DJed one, and then Nancy DJed the other. Actually, I think maybe she did the set right after you.
It's been a long time.
I will tell you, it was the last party we've ever held in our kitchen because it got so crazy.
I can
Was anybody putting their hands in the mixers?
No one put their hands in the mixers. There were some a series of unfortunate events in some of the public restrooms. And
like grown and sexy,
I just am like the believer that when my kind of party is the kind of party that you don't have to say your name at the door to get into, like maybe that was a bad decision. Like there was just no, I was just like, you want to know what? This is a party for everyone.
Oh, everyone's
a party
invited.
For everyone. Everyone's invited. No one's not invited. We're not going to be, you know, elitist about anything because I hate going to parties like that.
So then what happened there?
Well, we had a lot of Breville products that we were going to give away, and a lot of people just took it upon themselves to load up.
I mean,
you
learned why people started putting names at the door.
Yeah.
And you don't
I
even
still feel like I'd do it all over again, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have another book in the works?
Yeah, I do, actually. I just turned in text for the second book a few months ago. It's going to come out in spring of 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a Snacky Tune exclusive?
Yeah, maybe it is. So sweet and savory recipes.
Man, that hard-hitting journalism. The Bresnitz brothers.
Hijinks.
Really paying off. What hijinks?
It's going to be a book about sweet, savory, and just life's little hijinks. Like what happens when you throw a big party and everyone's invited.
Will you put a photo of my dog in the book?
There will definitely be a photo of that handsome beagle.
Oh my god.
It's going to be called Milk Bar Life. Do you want to hold hands?
No, I don't. I was so upset because when I was walking by the Carol Garden store, I no longer saw a photo of him from the
window. No, he's there. I don't think you looked at the right dog collage.
I think you moved the photo.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I don't think it's up on the website yet.
Tickets go on sale, I think, on June 13th.
Yeah, they were still a few days away.
Yeah, so yeah,
mark your calendars.
You got the jump right now. But there's a very limited amount of tickets, so
yeah,
make sure
it's only $180 a day, so you gotta get your tickets.
Yeah,
soon.
You gotta get on it. So yeah. Well, thanks. And by the time the book comes out, hopefully we'll see each other
again.
Yeah,
for sure. Face to face.
We'll have you back on the show.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Josie. And do you want to shout out Milk Bar?
Shout out Milk Bar.
Good stuff, Dan. So we have Young Heel coming up live in studio next. I go where I want. That. Yeah. Young Heel, welcome.
Welcome to Snacky
Tunes.
Hey.
Congratulations on your EP release.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you guys. How's the Glassland show?
It's great. It was
a lot of fun.
That place is, I feel like although no other place exists like that in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, it's like the most stereotypical place that like, I'm going to bring you to a Brooklyn venue. And you're like, oh yeah. Even though there's no other place that even comes close to looking like, you know, like that. You're like, oh yeah.
It's like I got set dressed every night.
Yeah. If there was like a movie, it was like, cut to typical Brooklyn venue.
It's just the theme of girls on a video every 10 minutes.
Some of us watch girls in this room.
don't talk about my stories, but like,
yeah. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Clay.
I'm JT,
and I'm Steve.
And together we're Young Heel.
And we are Young Heel.
How did you guys meet up, or what's the origin story, if you will?
So started out as a solo project of mine. This is Clay in college, and JT and I began working together. Our senior year.
Little school called Skidmore College.
Yep.
Saratoga Springs, New York.
And we graduated, moved down to New York. Steve joined maybe like a year later. And through growth and contraction, we've become the three-piece we are today.
Does the growth and contraction apply to their other members?
Sometimes. Well, we had a guitarist. We had a couple different drummers for a while. But lately, it's the past 2 years. Basically, it's been the three of us. Sometimes we have a drummer live.
And cool. We had talked about while you guys were outside enjoying the sun about your setup, which is great because generally when we have bands on here, when we say strip down, they generally come in with like guitar and a little percussion, which is fine.
We didn't really strip down very much.
This is stripped up. So what are we looking at here? Or pick out couple choice pieces.
Well, we've got the MPC, which. You have to shout out because that's the hip-hop tool.
The NPC shout out.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
And then...
Even your air horn is analog.
And we've got two Access Virus Snows, which are synthesizers, really pretty synthesizers. And then, JT, you want
to... We have... The NPC is actually controlling our main drum machine, the Tempest.
Ooh.
Which is a full analog drum machine.
Roger Lynn, shout out.
Most beautiful thing I own. And so that's synced to the MPC. I use the second virus. Just have a little controller using that. And Steve's station. Take it away, Steve.
Yeah, I just pretty much use a Minotaur by Moog and an SP-404.
So we've got bass, I love those things. Over there.
Yeah.
Let's hear a track, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's hear how this whole thing works together.
This song is called Someone's Touch. It's the single that we released right before the EP came out, so hope you like it.
Many years of love. great.
Thank you.
Nice summer. Yeah, really nice. That's like some, like, it could be either sunset or like 4:37. Maybe not exactly sunrise, but like, right, like a little preeminent sunrise.
I feel that.
Cool.
Like that.
So when you guys are putting together the live stream recording, like, I mean, how do you not, like, delve into gearhead? Like, if I don't have this thing and to make that one note, I'm going to lose my mind. How do you practice restraint?
I don't practice restraint at all. Okay. I've turned over an offensive amount of gear. I've got a full-time job that subsidizes a lot of these toys, which is nice. But Craigslist has been my best friend in the... in the upcoming months, so I've been.
JT is definitely the gear addict in the band.
Yeah. He's like, you know what, guys? We really need this. We should, you know, that money we made. I know it needs to go to rent or anything, but we should reinvest it in the band. Just put it right back into it.
But I mean, so it, yeah, it's been. We've learned a lot in the past few years. Once.
What's one of like the best lessons you could give someone who is starting out with like to do an analog setup like this, like? What's something you like, I wish I hadn't done this in the early years?
Probably, if you buy an MPC or what's called an Octatrack by this company called Electron, once you start sequencing or having a multi-track sequencer for your music, then everything else comes after it because you actually learn so much about MIDI through that. Because you want to like have enough of your buddies to be there to play all the synths you have and everything. But if you can actually on your own, pretty much, I mean, we are all capable of doing a live rig at the same time. I mean, if we wanted to each do it at our apartments, wherever. But so having something that can sequence all your gear at once sort of pressures you into learning how everything works, which is great. So it's been a lot of fun.
So where do you guys pull your influences from?
Man, oh, that's Clay.
Where don't we?
Nice. Everywhere.
I guess that's a pretty bad answer.
Let's try it again. Hey, guys. Where do you pull your influences from?
I mean...
the ether?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I personally have been really interested in dub reggae for a while. So, for me, the production techniques in that are pretty unique and interesting, and I've been trying to integrate that. Steve's into a lot of like hip hop producers, kind of like beat makers, right?
Yeah, like J Dilla.
Yeah,
pretty big influence on me.
Yeah,
and I just want to be the love child of Tom York and Maxwell. That's my dream.
Oh, that's a good love child.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
That's a good love child. Yeah. Just me there.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any rituals for like getting together before show, getting into the studio? How does it all kind of?
We sacrifice. A goat.
Well, this is a food show, so that's wildly appropriate.
Yeah.
Two ways, three ways.
I don't know. I think
we drink a lot of seltzer in the studio.
Drink a lot of 99-cent seltzer. Yeah. That's
a lot of seltzer. I love those vintage seltzer.
Mm, yep.
Vintage. Oh yeah.
Vintage. Let me tell you something about vintage seltzer. I don't know when. Maybe it was like later in life, like Jugene that kicked in. But I love seltzer with a plum.
Dude.
And guess what? Seltzer, not carried everywhere in America. I'm going to say it right now.
Really?
Like,
really?
America? What do you... I would say in populations with lesser of the chosen people. you might find club soda, but you're not finding seltzer.
Mm. So don't let someone sell it to you otherwise.
What do you say?
Don't let someone sell it to you otherwise.
No. I'd be like, what? These bubbles taste weird. What is this? It's like, oh, it's club soda. I thought it was the same thing. You go, no.
It's not the same thing.
Not
the same.
No, not today.
If it was the same thing, it would have one name.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's not.
Sure.
So, I don't know what shit you're trying to peddle me.
Yeah.
And Vintage is the best brand.
Vintage is the best brand. It's
none of the Schweppes. We don't want Schweppes in here.
I mean, I'll take Schweppes when I can't get to, like...
Works in a pinch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Terrible seltzer story. It's called.
This is a Snacky Tunes first time. Terrible. We'll just say any seltzer.
What was it called? Clear. What was it?
Oh, Clear Choice.
Clear Choice. I, you know, was feeling adventurous. This is yesterday, and we're in our local grocery store. Steve's hitting up two bottles of vintage seltzer, and I'm like, I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna change it up today.
Flip the script a little.
That one says coconut and lime.
Oh,
and honestly.
Oh. Well,
got my attention, and I had to commit to coconut and lime. One sip. I didn't even recycle I threw the whole thing away, capped it up.
You're just mad at Earth in general.
Mad at Earth.
Just,
yeah, I know. I feel like you. I mean, now A, now you know, but B, that's your own fault. Like maybe maybe one or the other.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh yeah, we're going for a double. You went for a double play, which is very very difficult.
Well, hold on. I only drink non-flavored seltzer. See, here's the thing with that. I feel like.
Yeah, but have you ever tried flavored seltzer?
Yeah, I feel like you're like chasing this taste. That's like not quite there. It's like a ghost like and a half remembered nightmare. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like
the method. We
went
the
dome. Yeah,
yeah. With that, let's hear another song.
Oh, soda.
Yeah.
Do you have any seltzer inspired songs?
Yeah, it's a song called "Love You Down." It's only about seltzer.
Yeah, okay.
It's a cover, so I believe that's why they wrote it.
Reverb.
"Love You Down" by Ready for the World by Young Heel. For the world.
I mean,
jam.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's a little. Maybe that's a sunset. Maybe that's a sunset type of thing.
Sweet.
Yeah. It could also be like a winter type. But that's more of a winter song.
Buckle down for the winter.
Yeah. Like it's cold, and you just
be like, "Girl, put on some chili and play a song."
Yeah. I just put a fresh bottle of seltzer on ice, and we're gonna.
Seltzer's on ice, and there's one on the stove. Yeah. You decide.
Seltzer on ice, that was an outtake from Drunken Love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. So I know you guys are, like, giant into food, and I love the questions you guys sent over in the pre-interview.
I got in like serious interview mode for that.
No, it was awesome. Is there anything that you want to ask us since you didn't get to interview the chefs?
Not really, man. I just kind of wanted to spitball about food a little bit.
All right, spit some game. Throw some game.
Yeah,
throw some game.
Shit, put me in. Okay, so that salad we had earlier, the Caesar salad.
Okay.
The mint in there was pretty radical choice, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, they really stepped that salad up in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like summer is salad's time to shine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's what you want to eat. It's
sounds
nice
like you're stipping salad for president.
I'm totally. I have a summer boner for salad.
Yeah.
Dude, I got asparagus today and I put olive oil in it. That was it. I was like, yeah, this is
nice,
great.
Nice. It's
fucking great.
I'm yeah. pro.
Do you guys cook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
What's,
yeah, what's a sometimes?
There was an enthusiastic yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was like a sometimes.
Oh, shit. I better backpedal a little bit.
No, we'll give a shit, man. What do you make? Tuna fish sandwiches? Peanut butter and jelly? What are we talking about here?
PB&J all day.
Do you guys cook together? You guys have a nice
sometimes. Yeah,
I'm the relationship guy, so I have my girlfriend and I cook a ton, which is great. And what by cook a ton, I mean we're actually
she makes really dope kombucha.
She does, but we're at Roberta's and we make unbelievable pizza. Roberta's World. We'll do a little
bold
Bobby
claim.
Flay, even though I hate Bobby Flay.
Bold claim.
But we'll do a throwdown.
You know.
We'll actually just cook on the street and throw it at Roberta's, and we'll see if anyone's
you guys know
interested.
I worked on the first 5 seasons of that show.
On
really?
Bobby Flay.
Yeah. I traveled the country working on throwdown.
Wow.
No offense to Bobby Flay.
He actually is contractually obliged to text Bobby, and Bobby will be waiting for you at the end of the show. So poor choice, friend. Poor choice.
Do you use a pizza stone?
No pizza stone.
Those are so good.
Do you use a pan full of olive oil to get the super crusty on the bottom?
Yeah.
I know that trick. It's a good trick.
Yeah.
Dude, I made kimchi
sometimes
eggs
cornmeal
for the first time.
Okay.
The other day.
Walk me through them.
So I had some mushrooms, sliced those up, threw them in the pan.
Did some push-ups in between.
Yeah, some push-ups.
Yeah. 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 Did a rough chop on the kimchi, threw it in for like 30 seconds, and then some eggs on top.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you drain any of the liquid out of the kimchi, or did you have some runny eggs?
Kind of runny.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I like it that way.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
I know the EP just came out, but what does summer plans hold for Young Heel?
Playing shows, I think.
I want to play a show in bathing suits. Therefore, okay. It needs to be outside. Therefore, we can put all of this equipment in a pool, and we'll see what happens.
On like a giant float?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Although
who's
we
got
to put like a generator in like an inner tube or something
in the pool.
Are you guys,
as well.
Are you guys
yeah,
going,
well, that's still.
Are you guys playing in Brooklyn? Are you guys going on tour?
We have a couple shows lined up in July. We're
Brooklyn.
Doing our like mini hiatus post getting the
EP
out.
Yeah.
We just don't really want to see each other for the next 2 weeks, and then after that, we'll be like amazing. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing in
Brooklyn. Oh, it's weird you guys are playing your breakup show on our radio show. So awkward. So awkward.
What's the opposite of Rex Manning Day?
I don't know.
This day.
This
yeah,
day.
This day.
All right, guys. Well, we definitely want to squeeze in one more song, but why don't you tell people. I know you guys have a Bandcamp.
Yes.
Right?
We do.
Yeah, shout out to Bandcamp every time.
Yeah.
Bandcamp
analog
is great.
Air horn.
Yeah.
Now in stereo.
Bam, bam, bam.
Now in stereo. And where can people find you, find the EP, follow you, email you, booking? You guys are actually, I have to say, incredibly responsive.
Yeah.
To us reaching out. Yeah.
That's shout our
out
to Bryce, Bryce over here.
Shout out to Bryce. I mean,
hey, shout
generally
out.
I give bands like 3 to 7 days, and then I either follow up.
We,
and like, yeah, but
we
this was like 30 seconds.
If we have all this technology in front of us, I feel like we should be.
So
pretty
should
quick.
Be able to use.
Well,
the
I mean,
internet.
It was done by carrier pigeons, so I mean, it was pretty good. All right, so one more song.
Yeah. No,
oh,
where
wait,
can
how,
they find you?
Yeah, where can they find you?
We keep find us on youngheel.com.
Mm.
Yeah, you guys got that.
We got it.
We paid for that GoDaddy account.
Yeah.
Did you?
So you better use it, world.
That's that EP flash cash money.
Yeah.
How's your Instagram game? Good?
We don't do Instagram.
I mean,
we work with a hashtag.
What's
know?
The hashtag?
Hashtag youngheel.
Okay.
I've been,
hashtag meat sweats. That might get us some Young Heel photos.
I don't
hashtag
know, I don't know
coconut
you know,
seltzer.
You know what? I don't ever want to look at hashtag meat sweats. Ever. Ever.
All right, well, let's get one more in.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who stopped by.
Tosi, Tebow, everybody.
Jules,
Carter, Paul, Adam. Carter. Come to the barbecue with Bunker and Wolves.
Tickets still available.
BBQ Blowout, June 2014.eventbrite.com. It's going to be awesome, as you know, as always. Rain or shine.
And this will be my last show for a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your breakup show, too?
No.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, wait, you're going...
Hiatus for us, too.
Oh, okay. This is the hiatus
We're off, actually. We have one more show next week, and then we're going on a few weeks of a break. And so, then, I did the math. I think early August, we're going to hit number 200.
Great.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to a song.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
This is a great way to spend Sundays.
Hey, man, that's what we tell ourselves every morning.
We're here every Sunday.
Hey, guys. Do you need someone to play? Eat some pizza? What's up? Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
The song's called Salt.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.